Penguin Audio presents War on the Middle Class, written and read by Lou Dobbs.
George W. Bush claimed through two presidential campaigns that America has become the ownership society. I couldn't agree more. America has become a society owned by corporations, by a political system dominated by corporate and special interests, and by elites who are hostile, or at best indifferent, to the interests of working men and women of the middle class and their families. Corporate America holds dominion over the Republican and Democratic parties through their campaign contributions, armies of lobbyists that have swamped Washington, and control of political and economic think tanks and the media. What was for almost 200 years a government of the people has become a government of corporations, and the consent of the governed is now little more than a quaint rubric of our Declaration of Independence, honored as a perfunctory exercise in artifice and practiced every 2 to 4 years in midterm and presidential elections in which only about half our eligible voters go to the polls. We stand on the brink of being judged by future historians as the generation that failed to heed Abraham Lincoln's call to assure that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. There is almost no countervailing influence in our society to mitigate, even at the margins, the awesome and all but total corporate ownership of our political system. Labor unions are nearing extinction, and those that survive are in the midst of internal leadership struggles to find relevance in our economy and our society. Most of our universities are rarely, if ever, bastions of independent thinking, social scholarship, and activism. Instead, they are dependent and rely upon either the federal government or the favor of corporations and the wealthy for funding their very existences. Our churches are in decline and tend to expend their political energy on issues such as gay marriage and highly amorphous family values, rather than on the relevant causes of our time, including the preservation of our traditional national values of independence, equality, personal freedom, the common good, and our national interest. Isn't preserving the American dream and fighting back against those forces that would diminish or destroy it a worthy cause for our traditional institutions and to all of us who care deeply about our great democracy and way of life? The title of this audiobook reflects an evolution in my understanding of our failed public policies, business practices, and politics over the past 5 years, and of their disastrous impact on the single largest group of people in this country, our middle class. My understanding has, admittedly, evolved far too slowly and occasionally only haltingly, especially when I consider that the result of those failed policies, practices, and politics are now so painfully obvious. Middle-class working men and women and their families have been devastated. In this conflict, the middle class is not collateral damage. Working men and women are not innocent bystanders in a great national accident. Our political, business, and academic elites are waging an outright war on American citizens, and I doubt the middle class can survive the continued assault by forces unleashed over the past 5 years if they go on unchecked. At a time when our nation should be investing strongly in our middle class, dramatically improving poor schools, rebuilding our manufacturing base, and restoring and refurbishing our infrastructure throughout the country, we are allowing our biggest businesses to ignore their social responsibilities and our federal government to squander hundreds of billions of dollars and accumulate enormous debts, debts that will fall upon our children. While corporations are paying lower taxes than ever before and tax breaks for the wealthy are expanded, the middle class is forced to shoulder ever more of the tax burden, even as American working men and women are working harder than ever simply to keep their jobs, and they're working longer hours at reduced pay with fewer benefits. The people who built this country find themselves employed by companies that seem hell-bent on sending their jobs overseas to cut costs and payroll, and electing those representatives who ignore failing public schools and ever more expensive health care. They are, in short, becoming a class of people with uncertain job prospects, insecure financial futures, and the likelihood of a severely reduced standard of living. Making matters worse is the fact that as a nation, we seem to be in the grip of a national ennui, a numb and passive acceptance of the status quo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?